Hello and welcome to the very first episode of When Split Happens, a podcast where we explore all aspects of family law and divorce to give you clarity, guidance, and peace of mind. I'm Jay Henderlight, a family law attorney with Sasso Guerrero and Henderlight here in Jacksonville. Each episode will tackle real-world issues that impact families, answer common questions, and share practical tips to help you navigate life's legal challenges. Today, we're starting with a timely and important topic: co-parenting rules and tips for the back-to-school season. Going back to school can bring excitement for kids, but it can also create stress for parents if routines, responsibilities, and expectations aren't clearly defined. As a family law attorney, I've seen how thoughtful planning and open communication can make all the difference. Let's break this down using a simple framework, what I like to call rules, routines, and relationships. First, let's talk about rules. These are the guardrails that help both parents stay on the same page. Always remember to follow your parenting plan. In Florida, your parenting plan, approved by the court, is the binding guide for time sharing, school responsibilities, and decision making. If the plan specifies who picks up on school days or who covers extracurriculars, stick to it. Consistency avoids disputes. It's also smart to document any adjustments. If you and your co-parent trade weekends for a school trip, put it in writing, even if it's just a short email. And finally, respect boundaries. Don't make last-minute changes without consent. Courts in Florida expect both parents to act in the child's best interest, and sudden disruptions rarely serve that purpose. That brings up a common question I hear from parents. Can one parent change the school schedule without the other's consent? The answer is no. Unless your parenting plan gives you sole decision-making on education, both parents generally need to agree on major school-related changes. Next, let's move into routines. Children thrive on stability, and the school year demands structure. A shared calendar, whether it's Google Calendar or a parenting app, can log school events, parent-teacher conferences, and extracurricular activities so everyone stays informed. Setting consistent expectations for homework and study time can also ease stress, ensuring your child isn't facing two completely different standards in each household. And when it comes to school supplies and expenses, clarify who buys what. Florida law requires both parents to share financial responsibilities, but dividing tasks, for example, one parent covers clothes while the other handles supplies, can reduce conflict. A frequent question I hear in my office is, who pays for school supplies after divorce? Unless your parenting plan specifies otherwise, both parents are responsible for educational expenses. Many families split costs evenly or according to income. Finally, let's talk about relationships, which are just as important as rules and routines. Staying positive matters. Speak respectfully about the other parent in front of your child. Kids perform better in school when they're not caught in the middle. Encourage communication as well. If your child has a recital or game on the other parent's day, support their involvement. Courts in Florida value parents who foster the child's relationship with the other parent. And remember to be flexible. Life happens, sick days, traffic, or unexpected school changes. Flexibility shows your child that cooperation is possible. A question that often comes up here is, what if my co-parent refuses to share school information? The good news is you have rights. Florida law gives both parents equal access to school records unless restricted by the court. If you're being shut out, you can request records directly from the school. As you can see, successful co-parenting during the school year boils down to clear rules, predictable routines, and supportive relationships. By focusing on these areas, you can reduce conflict and give your child the stability they need to thrive academically and emotionally. If you're facing challenges with your parenting plan, or if disagreements over back-to-school responsibilities are creating conflict, our team at Sasso Guerrero and Henderlight is here to help. We work with families across Jacksonville and Northeast Florida to ensure parenting plans serve the child's best interests while protecting your rights. Visit us at familylawyerjax.com or call our office today to schedule a confidential consultation. Remember, you don't have to navigate this season alone. We're here to guide you every step of the way. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jay Henderlight, and I'll see you next time.